Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know what? We just celebrated National Milk Day, and man, that was one fun party. I mean, I've just had a lot of fun. I've drank too much, though. I mean, I had that milk mustache for a week.
I still hadn't got that milk mustache off yet.
Yeah, I know. He was trying to help me get my milk mustache off.
I like that you had chocolate milk there, too, at the party. That was fun. Yes. I like chocolate milk.
I like the strawberry.
But don't you agree it's a way to celebrate National Milk Day? That, you know what I think about that strawberry powder from Quick that you put in there?
I do like the Quick powder, but I don't like strawberry. I don't never care for strawberry milk. And I drink Hershey's chocolate syrup with a spoon.
Only the weird kids drink the strawberry.
That's the ones mom bought.
Mom.
But, jerks.
You know what we were talking about the other day, why organic milk tastes better and also lasts longer. It doesn't expire as quick as the other milk.
I don't think we said it tastes better.
Hawk did.
I did.
Because
I
it's caramelized and it has more sugar in it because they heat it up so much.
Yeah.
So it is sweeter.
Yeah, and it lasts longer. Like, I've got some organic milk now that's supposed to expire next May.
Oh, not 2021,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
How old are those cows? Yeah, I mean, I
don't know. But I have some interesting milk facts for you.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
That will move me.
You know, I don't think I would have told our audience that's what you're doing right now.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They would have been more likely to stick around if they didn't know what was coming.
Well, if they're going to stick around, add some Kahlua to your milk. It'll make it more enjoyable.
Let me tell you about this. America's biggest producer of cow's milk has filed for bankruptcy, and people are now buying almond milk, soy milk, oat milk.
Coconut milk.
Almond milk.
Cashew. Said almond milk twice.
Cashew milk. Coconut milk.
You said that twice, too.
Almond milk.
Three times on that one.
If you've never tried all of those, you should.
Tell me though, Heidi, there's no such thing as kale milk, is there?
Not yet.
I'm sure they can make it.
Oh, please tell me there's
just
not.
Just milk a kale.
Okay.
Do you know how they make almond milk?
They have
to squeeze the tiny nipples on the almonds.
Oh, wow.
And it's expensive because they have to have special machinery.
I thought they had they line the almonds up and they go down in a line like they do, like, you know, and then
you're
they
got a sick
cows?
Man.
No.
And
then they
got to
find
sick, sick person.
It's much more complicated.
Listen,
than that.
I was on a milk farm for a while and I had to work on a milk farm. So,
that's not how almond milk is made, though.
Oh, I know. But you know what? Have you ever taken those suckers and put them on the cow's udder?
I live in the city.
Okay.
Would that work on your thighs? Like suck your thighs in.
But it's fun. That was a fun job. I mean, it gets boring after a while.
That's fun to you?
After about the 49th udder, you're tired.
I think you need to be turned in.
But do you get to eat filet for dinner?
No.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Where's my Kahlua?
Hey, you know what? I got one of those. I got one of those coming up. But
thanks for the warning.
They say with the milk companies, you know, filing for bankruptcy, millions of people are so nervous about world events now, they're starting to just pour straight bourbon into their cereal in the morning.
Oh. That's titillating.
Okay, Heidi, that's just a little far for a family show.
Yeah.
We're talking about that with cows.
A little too far.
Okay, well, I want some of that Apple Jack Daniels. That's how I do my
that's
cereal
kind of
in the morning.
Good, actually.
Yeah. Or fruit cocktail loops. Anyway, but the dairy industry is going through a hard times right now, and cows are in a very bad mood.
Wow.
I knew how to
get vodka with my Kahlua.
That'd be a white Russian.
Well, and things about the milk, they say that's the best thing to drink after a workout if you want to get your body back in order.
My daughter, one of our favorite breaks we've ever done on our show, and she tells me this all the time.
What is it?
Is the segment we did about the thing that's best to drink after a workout, and she thinks it's so cool that milk was the answer.
Yeah, milk, that is.
Milk is the thing that your body needs the most. Better than Gatorade, better than water, milk.
To rehydrate after a workout, and they did some research. They had the people cycle for 4 rounds, each had to drink a different beverage after workout. Cow's milk, soy milk, milk-based something supplement, a milk-based supplement, and also Powerade. Milk did better at rehydrating your body than the Powerade or energy drinks.
Hmm. Milk does the body good.
Yes, it does. Yes, it is. Okay, and you know what? They say cows have different accents, like according to where they are from.
Like, what would the
an
England?
Irish cow? Yeah. Well, there are, you know, you get Irish butter.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
No,
hey, they don't talk. Moo. They moo.
Oh. Moo. Like the Irish moo.
These aren't the Chick-fil-A cows.
Moo. Moo.
Southern cow.
Moo, y'all. yeah.
Well, and they do say, as far as studies go, they show if you're going to drink something and laugh, the best beverage to come out your nose is milk.
Because Pepsi burns.
It does burn.
Yes, it does.
Burns. So make sure if someone's going to say something funny, and milk is the best thing to come out your nose.
It's funny. I've never had that happen in here.
Yeah. And here's the final thing, a question for this milk segment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you look so painfully bored, Tom?
Because I'm painfully bored.
What's the difference between sour milk and yogurt?
Tom.
Marketing.
Same thing with cottage cheese and buttermilk.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and one quick thing I read actually today, drinking 1% milk
uh-huh.
rather than 2% or others accounts for 4.5 years of less aging in adults. So
wow.
It's healthier to drink
1%.
Both nonfat and 1% milk is less aging in adults. So.
Then what's the 100% do?
Really?
It must kill you off in a couple of days.
Probably. And then you add Hershey's syrup to that.
You know what? You get a wrinkle every time you drink the whole milk.
Why we give that to our kids then?
And why do you take milk baths?
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, I don't. I'm like, that's too expensive.
You're kind of rich there.
How many boxes of cereal do we need?
There you go. You know that. I can just imagine you in a bathtub with milk and a spoon and some Captain Crunch going to town.
You don't need a spoon.
You know what we could do for Torture Tuesday is pour milk and cereal in Heidi's mouth, and we have to eat it out with a spoon.
I don't know where you come up with this stuff.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you guys just practically said it.
I can't. It's aging.
You go first.
There's no way.
We'll use 1%.
Okay, in that case.
All righty.
Golly.
Go ahead and celebrate. It's Milk Week, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.